If you saw the stallion and the mare over a half thrower, the two heads out, how do you know the stallion from the mare? What the mare always twitches her ears. The mare twitches her ears.
Oh, long ago we always used to go to the Ooterard pony race. It was an annual thing, and Clifton pony race, and Roundstone, even down in Carna, and they used to have a great one too back in North Connemara and Omi Island on the beach there.
Put me on a bit of hair, and I had a bag of oats or nuts, a little bit of bran, a little bit of gallops around the old beach or out in the field. It takes very little. You know, give them a bit of road work, and usually the kids are very interested.
Oh, the bookies are essential. I mean, without the bookies, you just haven't got pony racing, and that's it.
And it's Hula Hoop now. Hula Hoop is in front. Number 7 is Hula Hoop. Number 1 is Sweet Marie. And keep the track clear. Number 10, the Castle, coming up into third place there. Number 10.
Hold your hold, Sweet Marie, if you're bold, Sweet Marie. She'll never win the Farmer's Cup for me. And if you don't pull her through, faith, I'm done and so are you. For I'll trade you off for glue, Sweet Marie.
Sabina is second. Joseph third. And as they come into the line, it's Patricia, number 1, Patricia.
A Sunday afternoon in South Park, Galway, the scene for the Claddagh Pony Races run under the rules of the Western Pony Racing Association. And pony races, of course, have now become a very popular Sunday sport throughout the country. For 6 months of the year, anyway, it's not hard to find a weekly venue where you can race your pony if you want one, or back one if you feel like a flutter.
Well, a number of years ago, there was a lot of applications from people around the county wanting to run pony racing. Now, at the particular time, there was no association here in the West. The only one that was involved was the Irish Pony Racing Association. So, in order to run a meeting on a Sunday, you had to apply to the Irish Pony Racing Association for permission. Now, should the Irish Pony Racing Association have a meeting on that particular Sunday at any venue throughout Ireland, you couldn't go on that particular date. You either had to alter your date or wait until a vacancy came up. So the Western Pony Racing Association, we decided to start up to give a chance to the areas that weren't able to run Pony Racing Association under any particular rules. And when this came in, we've had a number of applications from areas now wishing to come in under our rules. The rules are similar to the Irish Pony Racing Association, but the difference is that two pony race meetings can be held on the one Sunday, probably not within 50 or 60 miles of one another, but both of them under sets of rules.
And the rules say that the ponies must be 12-2 to 14-2 hands high.
I went to Dublin, I went to Donegal, and I didn't win, and I was satisfied to come back after a good old year. Great old time.
So nearly every Sunday?
Well, I don't drink or smoke, and most of these fellas don't. And sure, it's a great interest. You know, the fresh air, and the kids and the family are coming with you, and we bring those sandwiches and the lunch. And we have a great old crack. Everybody's satisfied going home.
Pony racing has the advantage that a husband and wife might bring their children out for a day's outing, and you know, if you get the weather in your favour, what nicer way to spend a couple of hours in the afternoon. Because with the pony racing, we usually have a lot of side shows going on, with swinging boats and chiropranes and roulette and things like that, that husbands or wives, if they're not really interested in the pony racing as such, can bring the children along and have a nice day's outing, and between minerals and chocolate and sweets, what have you. They find it's a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
The white flag has been raised. The horses are out. There's 3 laps to go with Ballytobin boys from Kizzy.
Racing ponies are not very expensive. The prize money is good, and the training is not too complicated either.
Without being trained, up to £300. Last year, now, Paddy Sharpton's even more of it. He gave 310 £3 for a yearling pony in Benneslow. She's only, he raced her now this year. She's only 2 year old. He'll give her a few races, like. So that'll give you an idea. Into the home stretch of Phil Ballytobin Boy. The prize money is good this year. The like, places are £70 and £80 for fourths, and you know, some of the races 50, 40, down as low as 35 in places. But it's good, it's getting good. But in another year or two, like, it will, the prize money will be very good.
Well, in our area now, Ballyconeely, it's something like a house-to-house connection. We collect from house to house. That's the way we get our money. But you know, and some of the businessmen in the area, you know, supports it very well.
And does it not depend on the prize money if you want to attract?
It is. Yeah, you have to have fair prize money to attract the ponies.
And what kind of prizes would you give?
Well, I'd say this year that what we'd have about each race should work out about six races, about £60 each race, you know.
Would that be considered good?
Well, not bad, no, you know, considering the prize money, and you know, it's not bad.
Different kinds of people become interested in ponies for different reasons, but there's nothing snobbish about the sport.
We used to go out with horses, like, and used to go with hunting and pint to pint and everything. That's how I came interested. Then I have a first cousin in Dublin, John Costello. He is the stud farm there in Kildare. I spent a while with him at the racehorses. So that's really made me interested in that.
But then, do you remember when you bought the first one?
I do, yeah. But it's a long time ago since we bought the first one. I did a lot of show jumping when I was younger, like when 14 or 15. I used to ride a pony called Obliging Tommy for a neighbour, a man called Mikey Lachlan. I won an awful lot on him. He was great. I jumped against Dundrum now at the time, Goodbye. He beat him a few times. He was only 14-2 pony. So out of that I kept riding and kept on at them.
How many ponies now have you of your own?
I have four of my own now. And the rest of them are belong to different fellas. Like, I have one belong to a pair of shocks in Dunmore. And this one belong to Kevin Connolly in Benneslaw. And I had one belong to Mr. Burns in Benneslaw. Different people around.
What do you call this one here?
This is Candy Floss, here.
Has she won much for you?
I have this one only a few weeks. I had another one, Sweet Marie, belonged to Kevin Connolly. She had won a lot for me. She's only gone away a couple of days ago. So she won a good few races by her. She was running well. And you can have, like, you can be have had luck too with them, you know. She got to, what happened to her, Sweet Marie, we were racing in Lewisburg last Wednesday. And she hit off a pole. So that put her out for a while.
Well, I put a couple of pounds in the tad of races last
Yeah, Sunday. she was in hard luck there. It was the bad start she got that beat her there.
Now, what do you do with the pony, like, on an average day? Like, how do you start with them in the morning?
Well, in the morning I give them just a small little bit first in the morning, a little grain of oats. And I take them out and exercise them. And when I bring them back in, I feed them. I give them the right feed. And, you know, clean them down, dry them, warm them off, and feed them off again in the evening. Three times a day I feed them. Later on, about 9 o'clock again in the evening, I feed them.
But do they need much exercise?
They do. Like, at least, if you want the time and really somebody with you when you have a lot of them, they'd want at least an hour and a half or 2 hours if you could give it to them.
And what kind of land do you run them over?
We have a good place for gallop to give them a gallop on. It's about 2 miles away from me. It's a big turlock there. And they used to hold flapper meetings one time in it. It's a good place for, that's where I give them their gallops. There's plenty of room around, it's good. It's nice and level.
Now, how long does it take to train a pony, Mickey?
For a racing?
Yeah.
Really, 6 months, like, to get her going proper. You know, from the time you break her, to have her really fit, like, where she's any good.
Yeah.
You know, it's really have her 6 months before she's really Ettlebrace racing?
Well, I've bought a few. I don't rear a whole lot because I happen to facilities. A friend of mine there, Chick Killen, has land, a small bit of land, and I have the ponies out on his land. I haven't bred any yet. I hope to, sometime, when I get a bit of land of my own. By the way, they're not my ponies braying out there now. I have three ponies. Yeah, one in training and two out in the land.
Well, and you run them now every Sunday?
Well, four or five Sundays so far this year, say in Choom and here in the Cladda. And we'll move on to Ballinasloe, Gort, places like that.
Well, how did you first become interested in those ponies?
I suppose really it was coming here to the Cladda Festival a couple of years back when I saw my first pony racing, and after that I kept going on Sundays just to see. And I got the opportunity of buying a couple. They're not great, but they're an interest.
Does it cost you much now to maintain them?
Actually, it wouldn't really. I suppose you'd keep a pony for £100 a year, really. And less even. Yeah, you'd keep it less. You'd keep it for £50 a year. You'd keep a couple of them £100 a year. And you'd buy a fairly handy racing pony for about £150. And with plenty of training, I suppose, you could win an odd race.
You don't lose money on them, anyway.
Well, let's say for the interest that's in it, you wouldn't lose money, no. It's a good pastime.
Do you always back your own ponies?
Oh, I wouldn't, no, no. No, I'd back the other fella. Because I know my own won't win.
Do you find it hard to get a jockey?
Well, it's hard enough to get a good jockey. A light lad, you'll get a lot of light lads willing to ride the ponies, but they're not strong enough to control the pony, you know? Young Frank Hughes is a handy enough jockey. He's light, but he's going to put on weight. He rides for PJ Tonnery a lot, and he rides his own pony. And on occasions, he'll ride mine. You need a light lad. The ponies are small, so you need a very light lad. And to get a light lad strong enough isn't too easy, you know?
Well, how many ponies have you?
Two ponies.
And tell me, what do you do with them?
Just keep them around to all the meetings everywhere, around the country. Every Sunday, and not week, yeah. Go to another meeting as well. That kind of thing, you know.
Does it cost you money?
Well, not that much, really, you know. It costs the most to feed the ponies, like, you know. Price of nuts and that. Yeah, but the price money is fairly good everywhere you go now, isn't it? You know. Yeah, we've won a good lot of money on and off the last 2 years at it. Since we started, you know, like. We've only had it in Chilmont the last 5 years. It was there years ago, but died away, you know.
Would you win much now in a year?
We would suppose we win about £400. Each horse might win £400 if you're lucky, like.
And with you now, it's mostly a hobby, is it?
Oh, it's my hobby on Sundays, yeah. Just a hobby, yeah. And it's a good old pastime, you know, when you have a couple of ponies and go around. Of course, we're getting better every week, you know. Not an odd week here.
But if how long is the season then?
It lasts about around 6 months, yeah.
The first one's in April,
yeah. It runs up then. We have one up at first Christmas as well, in the south mostly. Like. Not too much around here, you know. They're all running around this country early in the year.
But do you find out that in the country places that the people are interested in the horses?
Oh, very interested in it. I did a lot of racing in Connemara last year. The prize money was powerful entirely. Great prize money.
Are you even back in Ballyconnell?
I was, yeah. There was a few races back there now, £100 races in it. They were very good, like, and everyone got money went back with horses. It's quite good, yeah. You know, but the horses are getting better, of course, you know, as you go on every year, and there's more thoroughbred horses coming out than that.
Money on the beach, four bar.
A well-bred pony is a valuable asset for these Sunday meetings. That's if you're really after the prize money. Mickey, when you're buying a pony, what do you look for?
The breeding. What they're bred by. Like, good look, you know, well-bred looking pony. And, like, one that'll make, like, they won't grow too big for the pony race.
And what age about?
In a year and or 2 year old. If you could get them in with a 2 or 2.5, you know, you'd have a good idea what height they were going to grow. And like they'd be well fit for racing the following year, like they were going into a 3, 3.5 year old, like, and you'd get a good few races out.
Is there any particular part of the country now that you find good for buying ponies?
Really, you want to go up the country, around Dublin, Kildare, on that side of the country to get the real blood pony.
You'd have more confidence now in those than ones you get around Galway, would you?
Yeah, you would. Like, that's really where they're all coming from, that side of the country, all these blood ponies.
Well, why can't you have blood ponies down here?
There's not that many breeding them. Like, they're all going for the half-bred horse here, like, and the Irish draft. Nobody wants to give a thoroughbred horse, like we say, to a pony to get the blood pony. But the good ponies, they aren't in it really for that type of racing. Unless you travel out. But probably it's in a few years' time they will. That there will be plenty of them in this side of the country. So in maybe 3 or 4 years' time.
And when you're going out to the Curragh around there for a pony, what's the average price you pay for it?
Well, you could be lucky enough around there to buy £150-£200. They don't set much value on the small pony up that side of the country. Not as much as down here, for racing.
But if you get them, they're good, is that?
They're good, yeah. Like, if you get them, that the blood is in them, the breeding is in them. Out into the country, it's still if he stays the height like that, he will race.
Jake, how many ponies have you altogether?
I've 13.
Well, do you do it kind of as a hobby or an occupation or what?
I do it as a hobby.
Yeah, and do you race them often?
Yeah, nearly every Sunday I'm gone someplace. There's about 12 pony meetings in County Galway.
Well, is this a new thing now, the Sunday afternoon pony?
Yes, it's about, I'd say about 6 years now in existence.
And there's always betting on it as well.
Oh, plenty of betting. £50,
is it popular
60.
With people around?
Very popular. Very popular.
Well, does it cost you a lot now to train the pony?
No. I'd say about £4 or £5 a week. Actually, that's very little. But I have my own bit of hay. And I have a bag of oats or nuts, a little bit of bran. A little bit of gallops around the old beach or out in the field. It takes very little. You know, give them a bit of road work, and usually the kids are very interested. You know, that's grand.
And would you make money on them then?
Oh, you won't. Take Patricia there now. She's won about over 150 races. She won here Sunday, she won last Sunday. She got £70 here today. And she didn't cost only about £80 when they bought her. She'd won over 150 races. And they had. And they're so good at this job now that they don't get a bit. With their own horse, they're so good. Patricia's well known, but they know what's going to be second to her, so they get the forecast first and second.
But no matter how nice it is to watch the ponies coming down the field in the last furlong, it's always that bit nicer if you've got a bet on the one that's in the lead. So to facilitate the punters, the bookmakers attend these Sunday meetings.
Number 9 is Beachy Boy. Number 11 is the Champ. And number 12 is New Fort Jet. That's the declared runners for the second race, run over 1.5 miles for the Alderman Sheila Jordan sponsored South Park Plate for ponies up to and including 14 hands high. The horses are in the parade ring. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 runners in the second race on the card this afternoon.
Do you do as well now at pony races as the ordinary horse race?
Oh, yes, why not? Why not? Yes, equally good. Equally good now of a Sunday. You see the gathering here yourself. Of course, you see in the big rings at the other meetings, they win possibly great big monies and everything like that. But
would the bets on these kind of races be as big?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, no, not really, no, not as big. But proportionally now to the outside ring, you know, you couldn't expect the same amount of money to be involved because it's families that come here.
What are the highest bet for you?
Oh, about £40 maybe to win 20. It's usually long odds on, you see. They bet odds on them. And it's just safer than having it in the bank. Safer than having it in the bank. When they bet odds on one, he goes by there and that's it.
And you're happy?
Well, not always happy, but there's no use in being too grieved about it, is there? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not happy. We'd much sooner to see one go by at 20 to 1, but if ever it goes by, well, we can do nothing about it, and we might as well be happy as unhappy, don't you think?
That's right. Mm? Well, would you go far away now, too? Where do you come from yourself? Where is your...
French Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, distance maybe 100 miles, 120 round.
You're quite happy now with what you're taking away today, if you are.
Yeah, well, that's a very good thing, if I am taking away. Yeah. Oh, yes, satisfied we got enough for the day now. We have another day tomorrow. You know.
In Whitegate, isn't it?
Oh, possibly, yes. I don't know where we go yet. We might go to Donegal. There's one in Donegal, and we may go down there tomorrow. You never know, you see. Listen to the weather forecast. And if it says fine in the north, well, we go to the north. If it says fine in the south, but it doesn't always turn out that way. We go with the weather, is that it, rather than the wind. Yeah.
Well, the bookies are essential. I mean, without the bookies, you just haven't got pony racing, and that's it. Now, we in the Cladder now, this year, we had 8 bookies, which was a record for us. But prior to this, we had our meeting on the August bank holiday. And this year, 1977, we changed over and had it on the Sunday. And everyone is in agreement that it was a winning stroke to make, because the bookies would be involved in the Monday, we'll say, at Leopardstown or Mallow, because those meetings are under the Irish Turf Club. And they wouldn't be available on a Sunday. But with no racing under the Irish Turf Club rules on a Sunday, this leaves the Sunday open for the pony racing and for the bookies, who, some of the bookies have told me, they prefer to be at pony race meetings rather than the meetings under the Turf Club because of the atmosphere. They think it's the more casual atmosphere.
Well, the bets will be fairly small, I'd say.
Well, I'd say in general, yeah, you probably would get the odd punter who is trying to make a killing, but generally speaking, I'd say anything from a pound up to 5, I'd say. You know, they have no limit. When I mean by limit now, no downward limit, they'll take... I've seen them take 20 pence, you know, and anything up to a pound or maybe 5 pounds, but... no, in general, the bets are on the small side. I would hope they'd stay that way too, because I'm not too keen on the big gambling element, you know. There was an occasion there in the Cladder this year now where a pony was well backed in a race. There were 7 runners. Jonesbury, owned by Sean McGann there in Ballymacord. And Jonesbury fell with 3, just one complete circuit of the track to go. And there was an awful lot of money went down with him. But that's the look of the game, even though it's only their own flat races that we're on.
Paddy, what's the name of this horse you've got here?
Flyboy.
And you're running in the next race with
this. That's right, yeah.
And what do you think the chances are?
I'm hoping he will win, but I couldn't say after that, you know.
Yeah, well, have you run her often before?
Yeah, I ran her in Chum last Sunday. I got third with him. So I'm hoping that he'll go a bit nearer the front this time.
Yeah. Well, if you won now, what will you get out of it?
About £30.
Now, does it cost a lot to keep a pony like that?
Not that much. No, a bit of oats, nuts, and a bit of hay. A lot of walking.
Yeah. But in the week now, would that amount to much in money?
About a fiver a week. £5 a week.
And many ponies do you keep altogether?
Well, I keep 6 altogether, but I'm racing 2 of them.
Is it true now that in some pony races they run the pony under one name one Sunday and under another name then another Sunday?
No, that's impossible now, because you have to register at the beginning of the year with both crowds. There's two different organisations doing it, Western Pony Racing and the Irish Pony Racing. But you can have a different name on a pony in the Western than in the Irish, you see. But from once you register, you have to run them in the same name.
Yeah.
Patricia's in the lead, Sabina is second, Jess is third, and as they come into the line, it's Patricia, number one Patricia, Sabina is number five, number six is Jess, number ten is Symphoria, and number two is Flyboy, and these are the first five riders, number 12 is Champ, and number three is Riverside Lash. And the last man to cross the line is number nine, Beachy Boy, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The fifth race on the card, the Clada Hooker Stakes, run over 1 mile by the Ireland West Coast.
Organising pony races in a locality is not difficult if enough people are interested and if sponsors can be had to put up the prize money.
We have placed a number of advertisements in local newspapers and in papers throughout Connacht. We've also had advertisements in the Irish Field. As a matter of fact, the editor, Everil Douglas, was on to me some months ago about correspondence in this matter. And we place advertisements early in the season about pony racing, telling the public that we have set up an association, that anyone wishing to run meetings under our rules should apply to myself. And then when they apply, I send on all the details as regards the type of course, the venue. As a matter of fact, Uchtarard were anxious to run a pony race meeting this particular year now, 1977. And I met one of the committee early on in the year, a chap called Jim Sharkey. And I went to Uchtarard with him, and I vetted out a bit of ground that was there. And it was quite good, as I told him on the particular day, that it was quite adequate for having a meeting. But they had a problem there where the county council were due to take over the ground for development, for housing. So Jim got back to me later on then, about a month's time, and he said he was sorry that they couldn't have a pony race meeting this year because the ground was being taken over. But they had it as one of their priorities for 1978. So I told Jim at the time that I'd give him all the assistance he wanted in the new year, and I'm hoping that Uchtarard will be in with us in 1978.
Good jockeys aren't easy to come by, particularly ones that are light enough for the job, but then they don't have to be paid much money.
That's the problem, very hard. I have two young, I have a girl now, and she's out of ponies now. She was very good. She won't ride a pony now. She feels ridiculous up until 20 years of age. I have another young fellow then, and he's always going on holidays. He's gone the wrong time. But jockeys are hard to come by, because they're weighing them now as well. You know.
Now, what would you pay a jockey for one pony race?
You give him sweets money. There's no set figure in paying them at all. You just give him a few pounds. Whatever. If you had a bet, you might put a pound on for or two. They're not spoiled, and they do it for the pleasure. You go, as a matter of fact, you get a lot of young lads asking you, pulling your coat, let me ride this horse. Mad for it.
Under the rules, like, you need the light weight, like, jockey about maybe 5.5 stone, which is very hard. This side of the country, if ever, round the west, it's hard to get a jock that weight good enough. Like, you want to go up the country to get them good.
And is it easy enough to get girls to do it? They'd be fairly light.
It isn't, no. There's many girls that likes to, well, at that age, you know, that likes to go at it. I don't see many of them. Maybe two or three girls pony racing. It's nearly all young fellas, around, say, 13 and 14. Younger even, from 9.
Pony racing was always popular in the west of Ireland, and although many venues were discontinued years ago, they are now being revived. And, of course, the skill of the Connemara pony as a racer is still debated.
And a Connemara pony, if she's well cared for, she'll beat any thoroughbred horse or mare.
But then they don't race them very much, do they?
Oh, very much so. If you go to Clifton races, they're not thoroughbred mares or horses. And you'll see them as good as you'll see them in the Clada go with races. That's my opinion now.
Oh, long ago we always used to go to the Oosterard pony race. It was an annual thing, and Clifton pony race, and Roundstone, even down in Carna, and they used to have a great one too back in North Connemara and Omi Island on the beach there. And there used to be some great, great ponies there, very, very good ponies, great class of ponies. Good as you'd see in any part of the world, I'd say. But I thought at that time that they were a little bit bigger than the Connemara pony, although they believe they are all Connemara ponies. But there was one famous pony in Oughtred, his name was Kenan Ball. Well, the whole world knew about him. I think he won every race he ever entered. And when he died, they had a, they waked him for a whole week in Oughtred. There was more drink drank in Kenan Ball's wake than on the highest person who ever died in Connemara.
Used to be betting on the races in those times?
Very little betting in those times. There used to be a book or two in Oughtred, but not a book or two at the most, I'd say. It used to, that I ever saw in Oughtred. But I believe now it's all those places now, they have four or five bookies at each pony race now.
But the Connemara pony isn't much good for racing, isn't it? It's not fast.
Oh, he's fast. In his own class, of course. He's about the fastest pony in Ireland, I'd say, in his own class. Anything from 13 to 14 hands.
They're a pony like that you could cross with a thoroughbred horse. Like, you'll get the right size of a racing pony. Then, you know, if you had a Connemara now with a bit of blood in her, and cross it with a thoroughbred horse, like, you'd come out with the right size of a racing pony, with, say, around the 14 hands or 14-2. They wouldn't grow too big out of them.
But are they more valuable now than these ponies? 5 minutes left. Like, are you selling them?
Well, it depends on the pony you have. You know, you want a really, you want a good Connemara pony, like, to get a good price. You know, she wants to be a real good one. And it's the same with the racing ponies. He wants to be a good racing pony. Like, if he's a bad one, nobody wants him. You know, if he's not in the winning circle now and again, nobody wants him. Like, nobody's going to buy something that's running down the field. And it's the same with the Connemaras.
Committees always come in for a fair amount of criticism, and the Western Pony Racing Association is no exception.
Just because of somebody, they think they are. They're elected onto the committee just because they might have be a shopkeeper or publican or something with a good job. But and they don't know the first thing about ponies. They're ruining. Actually, there was a pony race here today and they had no ponies in for it because they didn't. Well, you have to see the fellas at the meeting. You have to go every Sunday and you come into Galway. What's in it is a 13-2 or 14-2. That kind, that's the best publicity of the lot because we're meeting them every Sunday. And these fellas that have no interest are on the committees, making chairmen and secretaries. They don't even know a donkey from a pony. That's what ruin it. You want a fella that's well able to know the job and he'd know the fiddling going on.
It cost £2, like we say, in order to get registered with the Western Pony, to get the pony registered for the year and get her name, the name on it, like, and she has that name for the year. And it's the same with the ponies above.
But does it sometimes happen then that, say, a person runs a pony under the name, say, Red Admiral in one Sunday, and then maybe up in Donegal 2 weeks later,
yeah,
Black Beauty?
Yeah, yeah, they do.
But how do they get away with that?
Well, they're probably, was say, registered above in Donegal under the name of Black Beauty, and they could come down to Galway here and get her registered under a different name. Well, at a flapper, at, we'll say, at the flapping meetings, like, you can call them any name. Like, you could put a pony out in one race now and call her whatever you want and put her out in the next race and call her a different name. They do that in the flappers.
But these would be racing and not run under any rules.
The flappers are not, yeah, run under any rules. Yeah. But under the rules, if they run, they have to keep their own name for the year. Like with the Western now and with the ponies. Their rules. They're registered for the year with the one name. And every place they run, they have that name.
And as they come down that straight, it's Hula Hoop. But it's Hula Hoop and Sweet Marie. And Sweet Marie and Hula Hoop now. Neck and neck as they come down into the straight.
Coming away from the afternoon's races with an extra few pounds adds a bit of flavour to the outing, whether you're a punter or an owner.
And it's Hula Hoop now. Hula Hoop is in front. Number 7 is Hula Hoop. Number 1 is Sweet Marie. And keep the track clear.
every Sunday I make money. I don't make a thousand or anything, but I make a few quid. Every Sunday I make a few pound. I had me off on the back here now today. I had a fiver on them 4-1, and I had a fiver forecast, first and second, at 6-1. So I didn't do too bad.
No.
No, it's great. I'm delighted anyways. That'll keep me going for another while. I'll be able to buy an extra bag of oats.
And indeed, some people come away from the races with the idea that they would like to own a pony. A proposition that's not that outlandish, and one that could give a lot of pleasure and satisfaction to a family right through the year.
In general, a person can pick up a pony for a couple of £100, and while it's a bit costly now for the feeding of ponies, but the interest in pony racing is becoming so tremendous now that people don't mind the expense of having a pony in training, and the prize money is fairly good. We were hoping like we can improve on it in the years that lie ahead, but at the present moment, I mean, an owner can get from £70 to £100 in a particular race, and if he won, we'll say, 4 or 5 races in the season on the average, he'd get £250 or £300 prize money. Now, while all owners can't get that, but this could go a long way towards the feeding of a pony.
We hunt these ponies in the winter as well. The kids hunt them. And there's no trouble there if you have a small bit of land. You can go out and hunt them with Molly O'Rourke or the Blazers every Sunday with Molly. And she's grand in the winter time. She's only been stuck in an old pub that's running half the bloody country. Isn't it true for me?
It is.
And I said, young lads, I have sold ponies to kids that had even back gardens and they're getting on grand with them. I sold them cheap. Connemara ponies, horse poles now, that I bought for them. And there was one young girl beside me, Amora Hillard. She bought one, and her father built a stable at the back of the house, and it said to be about 20 feet by 20 feet. And she had a great time hunting on that horse. She was here pony racing as well, not today, now she's. But that's what I'm saying. That's a great chance for kids now. She looked at the swamp alone, there's about 20 horses tonight in it, all free grazing, and it's most of the young lads around the town that has them. It should be encouraged.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.